Hi, welcome to 20 Minute Christian Counselor. My name is Rob Orem. I've been a pastor and a counselor for over 30 years. And in this podcast, I provide biblical counsel for the practical matters of life. So if you're experiencing some struggles, either personally or in a relationship, and you're looking for some helpful wisdom, keep listening for the next 20 minutes or so. You'll be glad you did. All right, welcome back. Today I want to answer the question, how can I or someone I care about be set free from pornography? We're going to tackle a big issue today. And unfortunately, this is a really common struggle and problem for many people. And I want to start off and just talk for a minute about what is pornography, because there's some confusion out there and I think some denial about this. Some folks might have the mindset that texting or sexting is not pornographic. Or there might be a belief that, well, messages on Facebook aren't pornography. I even had a guy recently really believe that pictures were not pornography. He just thought as long as it wasn't videos, pictures weren't pornographic. And I think just shows us how it's so easy for us to be tempted to rationalize certain activities as not being pornographic when they really are. So let me remind you that Jesus said, if you look at someone to lust after them, it's just like you're committing adultery, or it's just like you're having sex with them in your heart. And that is sin. In other words, what's going on in our hearts matters to God, even if it's not being played out physically. The thoughts, the desires in your heart, the images in your mind are just as real, just as important to God as your actions. So that changes everything. That means any image, any thought, any activity, any mindset that causes you to sexually desire someone other than your spouse is pornographic. It's unhealthy. It's sinful. And doesn't matter if it's a picture or a text or a Facebook message or a video or a live stream or a book. So some might say, well, okay, but why is it bad? What's really wrong with pornography anyway? And you might hear things like, well, it doesn't really hurt anybody. It isn't really addicting. So a little bit anyway is safe to do. It doesn't really affect me. Doesn't affect my marriage. God doesn't really say anything specific about it. Well, let me just share with you some statistics I recently discovered on the internet. 1 in 5 smartphone search queries is related to porn. 1 in 5. Approximately 1 million people are watching online pornography every minute. 46% of men and 16% of women in the United States consume porn regularly. About 7.7 million Americans struggle with pornography addiction. Not use, but addiction. 1 in 4 men actively hides their pornography use from their partner. 25%. Porn is associated with a 30% decrease in commitment and lower relationship quality. Divorce rates double for married couples who start watching porn. And regular porn users feel lonelier, more insecure, and dissatisfied with their appearance. So who's hurt by pornography? Everybody. You, your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse, the people who are involved in making it. I mean, would you want your daughter to be involved in this? It damages your perspective on sexual intimacy. It damages your perspective on the opposite sex or on other people in general. And the fact of the matter is, pornography is extremely addicting, and any kind of an addiction can damage every part of your life. So I speak the truth in love here, but you need to stop fooling yourself if you're thinking it's okay, or that there's nothing wrong with it, or that it's not that bad, or that it's not hurting anybody, or that God really doesn't care about it. You're deceiving yourself if you're thinking these things. So let's get down to the real issue of today's episode. What can I do to stop it, to be set free from pornography? Well, let me just start off and encourage you. Overcoming an addiction is not impossible. How can I say that? Because even though something may be humanly impossible, Jesus said, "Nothing is impossible with God." And I believe what Jesus said. So, I want to give you some specific, practical steps that you can take starting right now, that you need to take to allow God to help you be set free from pornography. And I would encourage you to write these down. Step number one, this is big. You have to acknowledge that pornography is sinful. You have to admit it and recognize it for what it is. And step number two, not only acknowledging it, you have to truly want to be set free from it. There's an interesting story in the Bible in John chapter 5 where Jesus approaches a man who had been an invalid his whole life for 38 years. And he walks up to the guy and he asks him, "Do you wish to be made well?" And it seems like a silly question, but what Jesus was doing was really checking the guy's heart and asking the man to look at his own heart. And this question is applicable to you. Do you really want to be set free from pornography? And if you do, and I hope that you do, step three is that you need to confess your sin to God. And confessing involves being honest with God about it and also repenting from it. That means wanting to change, wanting to be different, wanting to go in a different direction. And then ask God to forgive you. And ask God to cleanse you. It says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we will do this, if we will confess and repent, he will forgive and he will cleanse. Step number four, you need to confess not only to God, you need to confess this to your spouse, and I'm going to talk more about that in a second, and you need to confess this to some other person, someone of the same sex, someone whom you trust, someone who knows the Lord and can hold you up and pray for you and keep you accountable and encourage you. And speaking of accountability, that's step number five. You need to specifically set up some type of accountability strategy with this person who's not your spouse. You need that. You can't overcome this alone. You need accountability and support. And you can't just get that from your spouse. It's too much burden and responsibility at this point to place on your spouse. You need someone else in your life whom you can lean on during this season. Step number six, you need to implement some very specific strategic strategies to avoid temptation. You know, it says in God's word that we are to flee sexual immorality. We're supposed to run away from it as fast and far as we can. So this means we need to structure our lives to minimize temptation. Jesus actually addressed this in some radical words. He said, if your right eye causes you to stumble, in other words, if your right eye causes you to be tempted to sin in some way, pluck it out. He said, if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. I mean, this is some extreme graphic language, but he uses it specifically to demonstrate just how serious temptation to sin is, and that we need to do whatever we have to do to avoid it. So let me just ask you right now, what can you change in your life? What can you take out of your life? What do you need to bring into your life to reduce your temptation to indulge in pornography as much as possible? What do you need to do? Let me just give you some ideas. And you probably already know this. There are numerous content blockers available that you can put on your computer, on your phone, and also along with it, accountability software that you can put on your electronics to block access and to keep you accountable and notify other people if you stumble. Use it. There are support groups out there, recovery groups. Make sure they're Christian groups. There's one in particular that I know lots of churches have called Celebrate Recovery. Get involved in a group. You will feel better just knowing there are other people struggling with what you're struggling with. Get educated. Read a book about overcoming an addiction to pornography, written by a Christian. There's a very well-known one right now called Every Man's Battle by Stephen Arterburn. Get the book. Start reading it. Maybe there's another book. Maybe you need to get some professional help. That's okay. Reach out to your pastor or a counselor or a therapist. Why? Because sometimes you need to dig down and figure out what's going on deep inside of you that's drawing you to pornography, to this sin. You need to discover the wounds, the sources, the triggers. If you need to do this, make it happen. And maybe you need to take some real extreme measures. Things like maybe you need to get rid of your computer. Maybe you need to avoid certain places or activities or people. Maybe you need to end certain friendships because they're not healthy. Maybe you need even to do something like change jobs or move to a new location. Let me ask you, what's more important right now in your life than being set free from pornography? Than getting this poison out of your life? Another thing you need to do, if you're married, you need to include your spouse in this process. And by that I mean you need to be completely open, honest, transparent, vulnerable, and accountable to your wife or your husband. And I realize this can be a complicated process. So this is where you might want to get some professional help from a counselor or a therapist. But you need to do it. You need to be willing to allow your spouse complete access to every part of your life so that he or she can start to begin to rebuild trust in you, because trust has been broken by you. And a relationship can't exist without trust, not any kind of healthy relationship. And through this whole process, you need to maintain a humble attitude, because you were the one who brought the pornography into your life and into your marriage. So you need to stay humble and repentant and patient. And this is where you're going to really need to ask God to help you. You know, ideally, as a couple, the best way to look at this is it's a we, us problem. You're the one who chose to sin by indulging in pornography, but it affected us in our marriage. The two were one. And so the best way to look at this is, as a team, we are going to try to address this together. And the last thing I want to say in this part is that you need to recognize it can be a long process. Freedom from pornography can take time. It can also take time to forgive. And it can also be a process to learn to rebuild trust. But it is all possible. I want to talk just for a minute or two to those of you who might be listening, and you're not the ones personally struggling with pornography, but you're involved with and you care about someone who is. What can you do? How can you cope? What should you be thinking during this process? So I've got some specific things for you. And again, I encourage you to write these down. And I'm going to talk about this as if the husband is the one who's caught up in pornography, just to make it easier to talk about. Number one, his recovery is his responsibility. It is not your fault that this is happening. And it's not on you to fix it. He is accountable for his treatment. And listen to me on this one. You can walk this journey with him, but you cannot walk this journey for him. Remember that. But number two, what you can do is you can help him to find help. You can help him look for resources, support groups, a counselor or therapist. You can help him try to find the help that he needs at this time. And number three, and this is important, you need to share with him how this whole sin is affecting you and your relationship with him. You always need to speak the truth in love. You need to be honest, but you need to do it humbly and respectfully. But you're not doing this to cause him pain or to punish, but he needs to know how his pornography is affecting you and affecting your relationship. Hopefully that is going to give him motivation to get help. Number four, you need to educate yourself. There are books out there, all kinds of resources. There are support groups for folks in your situation so that you can know what to expect, so you can learn as much as you can, and you're going to realize also you're not alone. And that's going to make you feel less isolated and be encouraging to you. So along those lines, number five, you need to surround yourself with support. You need someone, a safe person, a safe place where you can share your feelings, whether it's a friend or a family member or a pastor or a counselor or a support group. Don't keep it all in. You need to be able to share confidentially what's going on with you. And number six, and this is a bitter pill, you need to expect some setbacks. Progress is not going to be a straight line. Sometimes it's going to be two steps forward, one step back. He's not going to be perfect as soon as he begins his journey towards freedom and recovery. So anticipating some of these setbacks is going to help prepare you to be ready for them. I've already mentioned counseling individually, but at some point, it might be really helpful to get some couples counseling or marriage counseling, because everything that's going on is really damaged your relationship. In fact, you're probably going to need to not only heal, but learn some new ways of communicating and dealing with conflict and interacting with each other. Another important thing you can do is explain to your husband the consequences that will happen if he does not take this seriously and does not address it and get the help that he needs. Again, this is not to punish or to create pain or hurt. This is to try to motivate. And I'm not just talking about jumping to divorce. There are lots of other consequences that you can implement with the goal of trying to motivate him to get help. Some of them could be, well, as long as you're looking at pornography, we're not going to be sexually intimate. Or I'm not even going to sleep in the same bed as you. Or we're not going to participate in these activities, or whatever it could be. One extreme could be, if you're going to continue to indulge in pornography and not take this seriously and not get help, I'm not going to live with you. Separation is one extreme consequence. But the point is, you're trying to communicate to him, this is not okay. This can't keep going like this. Something has to change. You have to get help. And communicating consequences can do that. Another helpful thing could be, as you're moving along in your growth, to have a daily check-in time. Just once a day, check in with how you're doing, what's going on. It doesn't always have to be big and intense. Maybe sometimes it's going to be. But just that daily communication, it's going to help trust to be rebuilt. It's going to help intimacy and communication to grow again. Two more things. Another thing you can do is just to help eliminate or avoid the triggers. Try to learn and be sensitive to what might be triggering to your husband that causes him to go to pornography, and try to be a part of reducing those triggers and temptations. Some of that could be just helping him set up healthy boundaries, limits, protections. And lastly, in all of this, because this all sounds so heavy, it sounds like so much work, be intentional and try to plan some fun, pleasant activities and experiences with the two of you through this process. That may be hard at first, but just spending some time together, trying to do something that you enjoy, going on a walk, going out to dinner, going to a movie, just something to have some time together that's positive and feels good and has some good memories that you're building, that's just going to help to balance out all of the intensity and the difficulty that you're going through right now. So those are some specific things for those of you who are involved with someone who is caught up in pornography. So let me wrap this up. Getting free from pornography doesn't depend on your strength, your ability, your wisdom, you horsepowering it through in your own ability and strength. The only way you're going to truly be set free from pornography is by surrendering your life to God. And that is done through putting your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you haven't done that, you need to start with that right now. Jesus wants to help you. Jesus can help you. And Jesus will help you if you allow him to do so. You can't do this on your own. You need him. And, you know, he may free you from your struggle with pornography completely, or it may be that you're going to have a lifelong battle, a lifelong struggle, that this might be your, what we call, thorn in your flesh. You remember, the Apostle Paul had a thorn in his flesh, as he described it. He asked God 3 times to take it away, and God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. In other words, he said, Paul, I'm not going to take this away because I want to keep you humbly dependent upon me. And God may say the same thing to you. He may let you wrestle with this the rest of your life, but the goal is that you will lean on him and grow in him and come to him. So now is the time to make your personal relationship with God the most important thing in your life. I understand you may be feeling like there's just no way you can ever stop looking at pornography. That is just not true. Don't put your faith in yourself. Put your faith in God. So are you willing to do whatever it takes, just as Jesus said we need to get this sickness out of your life? Are you willing to acknowledge that pornography is unhealthy and that's polluting every part of your being? Are you willing to acknowledge that pornography is sin against God and that God hates sin, that he can't tolerate it, so there are consequences to it? Are you willing to believe that nothing is impossible with God, and that he loves you and he cares about you so much, and that he wants to help you be set free from porn? Are you willing to trust him enough to allow him to work in you and in your life to set you free? Are you willing to stop being so selfish? Because indulging in pornography is extremely selfish. And for the sake of your marriage, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your relationship with God, do whatever it takes to get it out of your life. Start implementing the strategies I've shared today. Listen, the longer you wait, the more damage you're allowing pornography to do in your life. The sooner you start, the sooner your healing and freedom can begin. Thanks for listening today. If this has been helpful to you, I want to ask you to do three things. First, click the follow or subscribe button so you can find out right away when my next episode is being released. Second, write a review and let other people know how this has been helpful to you. And finally, tell your friends and family so they can benefit as well. Also, if you have a question you want me to answer, reach out to me at my website at roborum.com. That's R-O-B-B, two B's, O-R-A-M.com. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus.